Perform muraqabah dhikr, meditation. The pious religious elders, predecessors have stated that muraqabah, meditation, dhikr, what is it in reality? Muraqabah, meditation is to request and desire Allah's favors and bounties and blessings. That the servant to Allah, he's requesting His bounties and blessings. He's desiring and wishing for them. And further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the body of the human being, Allah has appointed, established, fixed particular special points into which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows His magnificence and splendor to descend, to impact, to penetrate those points. So when the individual, he sits in muraqabah, meditation, after learning the method, the technique, and during muraqabah, actually, the student is requesting Allah's magnificence and splendor. That Allah Ta'ala, on my lataif, these specific delicate points in my body, allow your tajalli, your magnificence and splendor to come into that, to penetrate. So when the individual does muraqabah, when Allah Ta'ala allows His magnificent splendor to come to the student, then it's due to that student's association, connection with someone, that Allah allows His favors and blessings to go into that person. So due to that student's connection and association with the mashayikh of his silsila, of his order, then due to the means of the shaykhs in that silsila, Allah's fuyuz, Allah's bounties and blessings descend into that student, come into that student. So in this, there's nothing lacking from Allah's side in giving to the individual, giving to the student. From the side of Allah, there's nothing lacking in giving. Rather, what's lacking is in our own selves, in our own vessels, in our own capacity. In our own selves, in our capacity, there's something lacking. Due to which Allah's favors and bounties and blessings do not come into us. And that is that individual through which the student draws on Allah's favors and bounties and blessings. That Allah Ta'ala has made that system. That student has to go through the connection, the association of somebody, through the means of someone, due to which Allah's magnificence and splendor and illumination comes to the student. So Allah selected that person, the means, and that is the sheikh. The sheikh is the means, the connection, through which the student draws on Allah's blessings. That's why we go to a wali Allah, a sheikh, the pious elders. And the tariqah, the method that our pious predecessors have defined and taught us, is that first of all, when dhikr is done, that Allah's magnificent splendor first descends and goes into the teacher's lataif, to the points within the teacher. And that's why in this silsila, the dhikr done in a gathering is extremely beneficial. There are two ways of doing dhikr. One is doing dhikr alone, one is in the gathering. But in Naqshbandi silsila, to sit and do dhikr with the mashayikh, with the teacher, with your sheikh, that is extremely beneficial and good for the student. And through that, the student, the individual, attains a lot of bounties and blessings of Allah. So the fares of Allah, Allah's blessings and bounties that the student receives, the Sahib-e Kashf, the pious elders have written, then the whole gathering, you know, different ways like light, like nur, that student, he draws on the nur from the teacher, physically from the teacher. So the teachers have written that it's a unique way in which Allah Ta'ala's magnificence is distributed. That every latifa, every lesson of dhikr has a different color, different rays. Some are green, some are red, some are blue, some are yellow, some are white, some are red. So different ways, different colors, like wavelengths. So the more a person works hard on his lataif, on the delicate positions within his body, the lessons of dhikr, then that light enters and penetrates and impacts within the body of that student. A beautiful, unique system Allah Ta'ala has appointed. Because Allah Ta'ala has kept Islam and the teaching of Islam in a beautiful style. Just like I gave the example of the honeybee, a small honeybee, Allah has given it a method, a manufacturing cycle, and it makes the honey. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow His magnificence and splendor to enter into the heart and the body of the student. So when the student sits in the sohbah, the company of the teacher, then with a unique style and method, the light of Allah's magnificent splendor distributes to the student. With some students, they pull on it like an ocean, some like a river, some like a small stream, some even thin and smaller than that. So in different intensities and speed, the light enters the student. So the more the student has belief and love and a connection with his sheikh, his teacher, the more intensely the light of Allah's magnificence and splendor, the fairs of Allah, the bounties and blessings of Allah will enter into the student. So in this regard, the pious predecessor said a unique thing, that in giving fairs, it is not the achievement, the miracle of the teacher, rather it's the achievement of the student. How much does he want to? How much does he desire Allah's favors and blessings? And some students very quickly in the company of the Shaykh, they attain the blessings. It depends on their aqeedah, on their muhabbat and their khidmat of the teacher. How spiritually within, yeah, because this is all within and spiritually, to have love and aqeedah and to serve the teacher. It's a spiritual within. So the more you have that desire, the more the favors and bounties and blessings will come into the student. These are a few words. These are a few words that came in my mind. So in passing, I shared them with you. So inshallah, there will be no mistake in what I've said. So this is muraqabah. Do you understand now? So in muraqabah, meditation, keep full focus and attention. And to Allah, ask and request and desire Allah's favors and bounties and blessings. Via the connection of your sheikh. So make your connection and association with your teacher strong. So you should have aqeedah and yaqeen that Allah has selected this sheikh for me. And what I'm going to attain is via this teacher, this sheikh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Perform muraqabah.